Blog Talk Radio.
Of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Never Lose Sight of the Competition. And one of the reasons I want to talk about this is for one reason and one reason only. Competition is something that you do all your life, and especially in sports. It's whether you're competing for the same job, whether you're competing for the same client, whatever. You have no valid excuse for not taking action. It's time to step up and leave your comfort zone. Quit hiding. The world needs the big you. As a wise man once said, I have been up against tough competition all my life. I wouldn't know how to get along without it. I'm competitive by nature. Always have been, always will be. It's just part of my DNA. From as early as I can remember, I've been blessed with a never-say-die fighting spirit that enabled me to beat the competition and lead the competition from the startup to multi-million dollar endeavors. It's part of my inner core. It's part of who I am. I thrive on it. It energizes me. It inspires me. Competition empowers the world to be the best it can be. Competition is part of the human spirit and is a vital aspect of all our lives. Whether in business, sport, politics, entertainment, and industry, you name it, competition drives motivation and innovation. Competition breeds competition. Competition is everywhere. Competition is healthy. Competition is good for companies as well as consumers. It delivers better quality goods for more affordable prices. And let's talk about that a minute. When you think about it, if you had a monopoly of one company selling a product, what would happen? They would literally charge whatever they wanted to. And the government had stepped in and controlled all of this back in the early part of the 20th century because many companies were getting out of hand and they had to put controls on it. Competition also makes us better for who we are, because it keeps us sharp, it keeps us on our toes, it keeps us thinking instead of getting complacent. Because, you know, one thing that happens is if you're depending on someone else to do everything else for you, it's the reason why a lot of the government has wanted to get out of giving welfare and to people who had the ability to get out more because they felt that. What, and I saw this many times working in the welfare department, that you had many young kids or young teenagers who would go out and get pregnant simply so they could get their own check. So, and what happens is you can develop something and it just, no, without competition, no one tries to outdo the next person to make the better mousetrap. So what we need to do is remember how important competition is, that it gives us better products, it gives us better technology. Competition breeds competition. Competition is everywhere. Competition is healthy. Competition is good for companies as well as consumers. It delivers better quality goods at more affordable prices. Competition makes you work smarter and harder. You never know when someone is going to build a better mousetrap, but you can better be ready to step up your game when it happens. Or better yet, build your own better mousetrap first. The danger is not watching and bearing the competition could well be the demise of your business. As Andrew Carnegie says, while the law of competition may be sometimes hard for the individual, it is best for the race because it ensures the survival of the fittest in every department. Let me give you some examples of competitive endeavors that has disrupted entire industries in recent years. The taxi industry, for one, was shaken up when Uber launched the rapidly built its mobile app business connecting passengers with drivers of high-end vehicles. But then other entrepreneurs spotted an opportunity to compete with Uber by offering ride-sharing services such as Lyft and Sidecar. Uber's response was to provide similar services to these companies and is now battling it out with them as much as it is battling it out with traditional taxis. Of course, the need for traditional taxis isn't going to go away. Neither is Uber, which just 4 years after its creation is now valued at billions of dollars. And Lyft, by the way, is also not going anywhere except up. When you consider that the company recently raised $250 million for expansion. In the world of traditional bookstores, there was a slugfest for years between Barnes & Noble and Borders until the latter company went out of business in 2011. At its height, Borders had nearly 700 stores and almost 20,000 employees. Barnes & Noble currently has 689 stores, down from the 208 peak of 726, and aims to cut down to just 450 to 500 in the next decade. The biggest winner, the company, both of these brick-and-mortar giants should have been watching more closely, Amazon. Similarly, office supply veterans have experienced a competitive roller coaster. Back in 1987, when Office Depot was on the market, executives from Staples checked it out and reported that their rival was not going to make it and was not worth acquiring. Office Depot went on to become the biggest company for a while. Both companies, however, have the unfortunate distinction of recently being listed among the retailers closing the most stores. Both companies used to have the advantage of convenience, presenting so many items all under one roof at a local location. But online purchasing and 24-hour delivery has wiped out that advantage. So while Office Depot's recent quarterly sales were about $3.5 billion and Staples was a shade under $6 billion, Amazon, the Goliath, sold more than $25 billion. Competition is never-ending. Competition is disruptive. Competition can come out of nowhere. Here are some of my ground rules which showcase why you should never lose sight of the competition. Don't take them for granted. I've heard people say that they have such a unique product that they have no competition. While there's a chance that statement may be true today, it's not going to be true tomorrow. Someone will be inspired by what you've created and quite probably develop a product that leaves yours in the dust. It has happened. So never become complacent. That's the death knell of any business. Never take your competition for granted. There will always be new competitors with new ideas. Learn from their mistakes. While it's important to never lose sight of your competition so you can react positively if they begin to outdevelop you, it's equally important to watch what they do wrong. They will undoubtedly make mistakes, so learn from them and act accordingly. Don't be a copycat. It's not going to get you very far if all you do is totally imitate your competitor's innovation. You need to go a step beyond. Be inspired. Be motivated. Use your breakthrough as a model upon which you can make distinct improvements. Study hard. Every major company's fortune on research and development. And a good part of the budget goes into monitoring their competitors' moves. Look at it the way major sports coaches and athletes do. They spend hours scrutinizing video of opponents' games, seeking out an advantage. Put the same amount of effort into evaluating your competition. Be creative. Without competition, the human race would probably still be stuck in the Stone Age without the artists and the Renaissance competing with each other and inspiring each other. Where would the world of art be without the space race? We wouldn't have landed on the moon or have the satellite technology that has enhanced our lives in so many ways. Competition makes us creative and brings out the best in us. Persevere. Competition makes you want to be on top, to be the first, to be the leader. You persevere until you get to the exalted position. If you're toppled from your porch for the whatever reason, your inner life force tells you to start over again until you get back on top. That's the nature of someone like me who is competitive. You have no choice. It defines your very being. Bottom line, the winner in a competitive battle between companies is almost always the consumer. The end result is usually more choices, better pricing, better quality. Usually, the leader is forced to reevaluate, step up its game. Competition is an invaluable part of the journey. Competition is good for the soul. Competition challenges you to strive with all your might for the ultimate prize. And let's talk more about competition, because think about it. Competition is something that we have done almost constantly all our lives, that we've been brought up and taught to compete in everything in our lives. And yet, what happens when we think about competition? We often look for ways to outsmart someone else instead of thinking about how to use competition to help us become better. And what does that mean? Competition, as defined by Wikipedia, is as follows. Competition is biology, ecology, sociology is a contest between organisms, animals, individuals, groups, for territory, a niche, or a location of resources. For resources and goods, mates to prestige, recognition, awards, or groups, or social status. For leadership, competition is the opposite of cooperation. It arises whenever at least two parties strive for a goal which cannot be shared or which is desired individually but not in sharing and cooperation. Competition occurs naturally between living organisms which coexist in the same environment. For example, animals compete over water supplies, food, mates, and other biological resources. Humans compete usually for food and mates, though when these needs are met, deep rivalries often arise over the pursuit of wealth, prestige, and fame. Competition is also a major tenet of market economies, and business is often associated with competition, as most companies are in competition with at least one other from over the same group of customers. And also, competition inside a company is usually stimulated for meeting and reaching higher quality of services and products that companies produce and develop. Competition can have both beneficial and detrimental effects. Many evolutionary biologists view interspecies and intraspecies competition as the driving force of adaptation and ultimately of evolution. However, some biologists, most famously Richard Dawkins, prefer to think of evolution in terms of competition between single genes, which have the welfare of the organism in mind only insofar as that welfare furthers their own selfish drives for replication. Some social Darwinists claim that competition also serves as a mechanism for determining the best-suited group, politics, economically, and ecologically. Positively, competition may serve as a form of recreation or a challenge, provided that it is a non-hostile determining the best-suited group politically, economically, and ecologically. Positively, competition may serve as a form of recreation or a challenge, provided that it is non-hostile. On the negative side, competition can cause injury and loss to the organisms involved and drain valuable resources and energy. In the human species, competition can be expensive on many levels, not only in lives lost to war, physical injuries, and damaged psychological well-being, but also in the health effects of everyday civilian life caused by work stress, long work hours, abusive working relationships, and poor working conditions that detract from the enjoyment of life, even as such competition results in financial gain to the owners. Competition within, between, and among species is one of the most important forces in biology, especially in the field of ecology. Competition between members of a species for resources such as food, territory, and sunlight may result in an increase in the frequency or a variant of the species best suited to survival and production until its fixation within the population in economics and business. Merriam-Webster defines competition in the business as the effort of two more parties acting independently to secure the business of a third party by offering the most favorable terms. It was described by Adam Smith in The Wealth of Nations and later economists as allocating productive resources to their most highly valued uses and encouraging efficiency. However, Competition may also lead to wasted effort and increased cost. In some of circumstances, the most narrow form of direct competition, where products which form the function cooperate against each other. For example, one brand of pickup trucks competes with several other brands of pickup trucks. You see this on TV in advertising when they will compare one product to another to prove to you how much better their product is. In addition, companies also compete for financing on the capital market or in order to generate the necessary cash for the operations. An investor typically will consider alternative investment opportunities given the risk profile and not only look at companies just competing for products. And along that line, guess what? You even see a show called Shark Tank where people come on to compete against each other to get funding for their products. So when you think about that, think about how every day in your life you are always competing for something with someone. And remember how you can better use all of that to benefit you in your business and set yourself up in a way where you can generate what you need to generate to live a full life. And let's also go back and talk about competition in business. And I'm talking about being an affiliate in a business or being a distributor in a business. Usually you have a wider variety of opportunities to generate the business, but you also need to remember that what happens is in certain respects, some people will do it this way. They will take and look at competition and see how they can do it in a way that will benefit them at the expense of someone else. And you don't want to do that. You want to be able to be competitive in the marketplace, but you also want to look at things that can help you improve your skills over the long run and offer a better mousetrap. But you don't really want to hurt someone where you are going to have it come back to you in the long run. Competition in business is always a challenge. Understand and use the definition of strategic planning by using business and sales plans. Understanding your competition is important. Whether you are starting a new business, operating an existing business, entering new markets, or launching new products and services, competition in business can be a major stumbling block to growth and success. To develop a strong competitive strategy, it is necessary to conduct a competitive analysis. One of the best methods of dealing with competitive activity is to learn how to adapt and change quickly. Let's talk about competition in business and focus on analysis. Create your competitive analysis. Gather the following information. Who are your competitors? Identify your top 3 to 10, representing up to 80% of the market share. List them by company name, business owner address. Who are your indirect competitors that don't necessarily sell the same products or services, but their sales can affect your sales? What share of the market does each competitor hold? Get as close as possible. If this position stronger, or weaker in the market this year compared to last year? What do you believe to be their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats? What are they doing in the marketing mix? How are they handling marketing mix product? Do you have a website? What's their advertising frequency? Can you estimate their advertising, promotions, and budgets? Now, this may seem irrelevant to what we've been talking about, competition, but it is very relevant. Simple reason, if you are developing or considering going into a market and you are trying to build a better mousetrap and you want to compete in the same market, it's important that you understand what your competitors are doing, what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, how you can compete with them, increase your opportunities to compete. Competition is a lifestyle and a way of living that you need to understand to keep yourself competitive. If their price advertised, is it higher, lower, or about the same? What are their product, service, features, advantages, and benefits? Compare their marketing mix approach to yours. What are their strengths and weaknesses? What is unique about your product or service compared to theirs? What is unique about your business compared to theirs? What about your customer service? Is it better, worse, or the same as your competition? Do you share customers? Are your customers 100% yours? For indirect or new competitors, what is their barrier of entry into your direct market? Is physical location important to your market? Who has the best location? Is brand recognition important in your market? Who has the best brand? And one of the reasons I'm talking about this is any business, you need to have a strategy. And when you can put a good strategy together, then you can compete more effectively in the marketplace and help you improve your opportunity to grow your business. And one of the reasons I felt that this was an important discussion to talk about today is this. We are moving back to the small businessman, that which was where we were at the beginning of the 20th century. The only difference was back in the 20th century, they used to take their wares and put it on pushcarts and sell them on street corners. Today, because of the Internet, we are a global marketplace. So it is up to you to decide how you are going to compete in this new marketplace, how you can build a successful business just like anyone else with them, and maybe win the competition. And all of these strategies are things that you need to consider. And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for both individual and group coaching, where we will sit down with you and help you put together a strategy of building a successful business in today's marketplace.